Now we have another story about Babuki and Barabi. Once upon a time was a very old time, the monkey chewed tobacco and he spit white lime. Well, it wasn't my time and it wasn't your time. It was old time. This time, it was a starvation. Barabi and his family, he had no food. Barabi's wife come to him and say, "Now, Barabi, you're chewing them, they're starving. You best go find them some food." Barabi say, "But wife, ain't no food around. All the cornfields dry up. All the peas patch gone. Ain't no sugar cane. I don't know where I can find food." And she say, "Well, I don't know either, but the children gotta eat." So Barabi, he pick up 2 croaker sack and he gone walking through the woods. Well, he walk and he walk and he walk for 7 miles. And when he come to the edge of the woods, he could see before him a big town. Now in that town, there was a big house. And in front of the house was a gate. Barabi said to himself, he say, "You know, a house so big, gotta have plenty food." So he sit himself down right next to a coconut tree and he watched the house. And late in the afternoon, as the sun was just starting to go down, he see a bunch of people walking toward that house. And he could see they were spirit people. You know, spirit, the ghost. They must be just coming back from work. Well, Barabi, he watching. When they get to the gate, he hears someone call out, "Come, auntie!" And before he could think, the gate opened up. Barabi couldn't believe his eyes. All the spirit people went in the gate and they call out, "Come, a fee!" And the gate closed. But Barabi, he say, "I can wait and see what happened now." And he stayed there all night. Next morning, when the sun came up, he hear again, "Come, auntie!" And the gate open up and the spirit people come out of the gate. "Come, a fee," they call out, and the gate close and they gone off. Well, Barabi, he sit there and he wait for a while just in case they come back. And when he didn't see them come back, he gone to the gate. He called out, "Come, auntie!" And the gate open up and he gone inside. "Come, a fee," he say, and the gate close. Well, he look around and he could not believe his eyes. Everywhere he looked, all he see was food. Why, there was plantain, yams, cassava, breadfruit, sugarcane, roast chicken, steamed mutton, fried grouper. Everywhere he could see food. He opened his croaker sack and he started to fill his croaker sack with as much food as he could possibly carry. And as he was leaving, he grabbed 4 bunch of bananas and gone to the gate. "Come, auntie," called out, and the gate opened up. "Come, a fee," and the gate closed. And Barabi, he walked down through the woods. For 7 miles he walked till he get back home. Well, that night, he and his wife and children, they had the biggest feast they ever had in their life. And who should come by, as usual, but Babuki. Now, when Babuki see all this food, he say, "Barabi, where all this come from?" Barabi say, "Man, if you come here tomorrow morning, when day clear, I'll take you and show you where the food is." But Babuki gone home and he couldn't sleep that night. But before he went home, Barabi give him 4 bunch of bananas, the same 4 bunch he take just before he leave. And you know something? Babuki eat them bananas before he get home. He ain't give his family none of the bananas. He's so greedy. Well, before the sun come up, Babuki, he take 10 croaker sack and he gone to Barabi's house. He build a big fire in the east and he call out, "Hey, Barabi, come on, man, sun up." But Barabi, he get up and he look out and he could see it wasn't no sun, it was a fire. He say, "Babuki, you best go back home and leave me alone and don't come back until day clear." So Babuki went back home, and as soon as the sun was up, he was back at Barabi's house. Well, they went walking through the woods, and they walked and walked for 7 miles until they came to the edge of the woods. And there they could see in front of them this big town. And there in the town was the house with the gate. But Barabi and Babuki, they waited for a while to make sure the spirit people was gone, and then they went to the gate. "Come, auntie," Barabi called out, and the gate opened up, and they went inside. "Come, a fee," and the gate closed. But Babuki, when he saw all that food, his eyes almost fall out his head. He sit down and start to eat. Barabi, he started to fill up his sack. And when he see Babuki was just eating and wasn't filling up his sacks, he say, "Now, Babuki, you best fill up your sacks, because you never know when them spirit people can come back. And I ain't waiting for you either." "Man, Barabi, I'm hungry. I gotta eat a little something to pick up my strength." Well, Barabi, he fill up his sacks, and finally he was ready to go. He say, "Now, listen, Babuki, I ain't waiting for you. I going. Well, you go. I can come later. Well, you just remember the password." Barabi reminded him of the password, and Barabi gone home. But Babuki, he was eating, and he finally realized it was getting late, so he started to fill up his sacks with food. But he couldn't fill them all up because he could see it was getting dark. So he gone to the gate, and he called out, he say, "Open up." Nothing happened. He say, "Open up, I say." Still ain't nothing happened. This time, he could hear the spirit people walking toward the gate. Well, Babuki, he run back inside the house, and he hid himself under a bed. "Come, auntie." The gate opened up, and the spirit people came in. "Come, a fee," and the gate closed. And they gone to the kitchen to begin to prepare supper. Now, Babuki was hiding under that bed, and he was kind of shaking because he didn't want the spirit people to find him. And when they gave out the food, there was a little spirit girl who was given a plate of food, and she came and sat right on top of the bed, right on top of the place where Babuki was hiding. When Babuki smelled the food, he forget all about being scared. He reach out and he say to the little girl, he say, "Give me one bite, I hungry." And the little girl, she passed the plate under to Babuki. And you know something? In 2 bites, he eat up all the food. But when he passed the plate back to her, she gone back to her mother. And the mother say, "Well, child, you must be really hungry." And she fill up the plate with food again. And the little girl gone back and sit on top of the bed. And once again, Babuki, he reach out and he say, "Just give me one more little bite. I still hungry." And when she passed the plate under this time, he ate it all up in 1 bite. Well, when she went back to her mother say, "Well, child, you must have got 2 stomachs, eh?" She say, "Yeah, mommy, I got 2. One on top of the bed and 1 under the bed." Well, when the spirit people hear this, they run over and they grab Babuki from under the bed and they start to beat him. And they beat him and they beat him, and he run out of that room. And you know something? I was standing right outside that door. And he runs so fast that the wind from him knocked me over here to tell you the story today. Ebo Ben, my story done end. You don't believe this story is true? You ask the person sitting right next to you, because they is a bigger liar than me.